when you're looking at the tape, what have you seen out of Brandon Lloyd over these first three games, and especially maybe compared to how he was playing last year?
Well, I've had the opportunity to work with Brandon, and he is a special athlete, and he has tremendous hand-eye coordination. I've known our short time together in San Francisco. There wasn't a day that didn't go by that he'd do something catching the football that you'd marvel over. So he has a lot of respect from us as a defense, and we expect him to be a big part of their plan.
Does it make you a little nervous when you're a 13-point favorite in this game, and everyone expects you to win in a walk?
Well, I never really looked at the point spread, but I guess now I know what it is.
You're favored by 13.
Well, great. That's a good thing. I've been around this league long enough. When people say nice things about you, just say thank you. But we're focused on winning a game at home. You have to win your home games. Denver's coming in here. They're an uncommon opponent. Haven't played them in a couple years. It's the new staff. But I've also had the opportunity to compete against John Fox in the past, and I have great respect for John as a football coach and a program that he's building there. So every game is different. Every game is its own journey, and this one will be no different.
Your most points scored is in the first quarter this year. You've jumped on some teams. What is your approach? Do you script 15, 20 plays? How do you go into a game as far as your first few series?
Well, we don't do the traditional script 15 plays, but we do have our top 15 thoughts of normal D&D, and we talk about all of our situational calls. So it's if you were to put us in that category, I guess you would say we are scripted.
Do you think that's one of your strengths, is the fact that you've been able to jump on teams like you have in the first few weeks?
Well, that's the philosophy of the offense. You want to come out fast. And, I mean, every team wants to come out fast, but we like to play an up-tempo game. And clearly as an offense, we want as many attempts to play as we possibly can. So that's always been our approach, and it won't be no different Sunday.
Lloyd hasn't had the same downfield threat that he was last year so far. Do you anticipate that changing?
I didn't hear the first part of your question. I'm sorry.
Brandon Lloyd hasn't been the downfield threat in this offense yet that he was last year. He's just got a couple of 20-yard catches as his long catches. Do you anticipate that would change against you guys?
Well, we've only played three games. I know there's evaluation that goes on every single day, and even more so after the games, and everybody's looking at catches and where the ball's thrown, and no different on the defensive side of the ball and special teams. I know Brandon Lloyd can go deep and catch the football, and we're aware of that, and he's still a threat to do that this week.
Coach, when you have to face a team that's got an unusual threat, perhaps like Tim Tebow or Brad Smith or any kind of wild card threat, how much extra time or significant time do you spend preparing for that?
Well, you really have it built into your off-season training, your training camp now, because it's not as new as it was a few years ago. So it's something that you really prepare for every week. So far as percentage, there's a number of calls that we review weekly, but also there's some meeting time that you go through it, but it's not a primary situation or a primary focus for us.
So is every week then the same, really, for every team in terms of that threat?
You're talking about as far as different type of players? It's different. We approach the Tim Tebow differently than we would approach other guys, but you look at the specifics of what teams do in their specialty packages, and you make sure you have a solid call for it.
Do you one of the favorite topics in the NFL is who's the best quarterback in the game, and it was always Peyton Manning and Brady for a while, and then Breeze got in there. Aaron Rodgers belong in that group?
I'll just say this: my guy's special. He's a special player, and he's got a lot of football in front of him. And I have great respect for the other quarterbacks in the conversation. Aaron allows us to play offensive football from a very multiple platform, and on top of it, he's very talented, and he's in top of his game right now. So he is definitely a special player.
What separates him? What makes him special?
I think he's complete. He has ability to play inside the pocket, out of the pocket, quarterback movements. There's no phase of our offense that you lean against, you stay away from with him. He has the three-step game, the five-step game that down the field throws. So I feel he's a complete quarterback.
Looking at statistically, I was struck by this today that, defensively you guys have allowed 1,243 yards and 1,078 of that have been passing. Is it strictly that you've jumped ahead of teams, or are there some factors that go into the fact that there's only been 165 rushing yards out of that total against you guys?
Well, if you continue your statistical analysis there, you'd see that we have 8 series of 2-minute, 3 games. So that's rather high. That's a positive from the standpoint that we've been, out in front and the lead. It tells you some of the things that we've been working on. We need a better job with our 4-minute offense. We need a better job in our 2-minute defense. And that's what we're focused on. But, I think statistics can be skewed either way in such a short period of time, within the first 5 or 6 games of the year. But, we're aware of the numbers, and that's something we continue to work on.
Does that give you an idea of how good your run defense is when you haven't been tested that much the first 3 weeks?
Well, we had a team that tested us last week, and, we were very, very productive against it. So, their plan to start the game was to run the football. We feel that Denver will be no different. So, it starts with run defense still in this league. I know I'm very well aware of what the passing yards are at this point in the year, but at some point in every game, and especially as you move further along the system and move further along into the season, you have to be able to run the football and stop the run. That's a constant in the NFL.
Do you guys figure to have Ryan Grant available this week?
Well, we're going to take the week to evaluate both, Brian Bulaga and Ryan Grant. And so, our doctors looked at those guys this morning. It looked like a lot of times with injuries, the players feel they can play, and the medical staff is not yet convinced. So we have another major evaluation on Friday.
What's been your impressions of the Broncos' defense? They haven't had their top 3 defenders out there yet.
Well, first of all, I had a chance to play, those guys play in the past, as far as the, Champ and the other guys. But, they're very, very fundamentally sound. I would say they're well coached. You can see the consistency in their base defense, and they definitely schematically challenge you on third down. So, we're going to spend a lot of extra time this week with the film study because Broncos are an uncommon opponent. There are some players that we haven't played against in the past, so we've addressed that Monday with our players, and again today with our players. So we have a lot of respect for what we've seen on film.
Mike, I just wonder if you might have a unique relationship, a coach-player relationship with Aaron Rodgers, just because of what you guys have been through from the whole Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco thing to ushering him in after Brett Favre and going to the Super Bowl last year.
Well, Aaron is a fine young man. As I stated earlier, in my opinion, I think he's a very special player. And on a personal note, he's someone I have a lot of respect for, for the way he conducts himself at a young age. Yes, we have a very good relationship, and he's a joy to coach.